Well, it's a couple of circumstances, I think, came into play with this. We've been working together for over 20 years as a community with both hospitals, the health department, and other stakeholders on working on needs assessments. But when the Patient Care and Affordability Act came in, it put some new regulations on the hospitals. The health department, in Illinois at least, has always had to do a community needs assessment every 5 years. But this time, and Meredith can explain, the hospitals had new requirements after 2008.
Right, and so every 3 years, hospitals are required to conduct a community health need assessment that takes into account input from a variety of groups in the community, especially focusing on the underserved and the most at risk in our community, and using that information to identify what are the most needed services, where are the greatest opportunities to improve the health of the community.
As you said, Kathy, the health department and the hospitals do work together on a routine basis on things like communicable disease and outbreaks. But if this is the first time that the overall look at the community health aspect has reached the hospital, why is that, do you think, Meredith?
Well, our first cycle was actually 3 years ago. So each of the hospitals went through this process once independently. And actually, we sat on each other's advisory councils as part of that, and the health department was part of that as well, as were other community stakeholders. But as we sat together about 2 years ago, knowing that the three-year cycle was about to come around again, we decided that we're all looking at the same geography, that being McLean County. Our timelines essentially line up, and so it made sense for us to combine resources and really approach this together as a comprehensive, collaborative process, and I'll be working towards the same goals.
Has it resulted in a richer kind of planning, a better granular look at the details and who does what and how the pieces fit together?
Oh, much more so. I think it's more data rich than it was in the past. We were all sharing some data, but with us working together, OSF put together a primary data level survey, a survey of residents, and Advocate Roman had an entire data platform that the Advocate system had in place. So with that, and with their ER data included, we could get zip code specific data for some data sets, and it just expanded what we could see.
Is that changing the top three needs of the community at all, compared to prior iterations created separately?
We had two of the three priorities this year. Behavioral health and oral health were in previous plans. And with the addition this year was access to appropriate health care, which again, part of that came to be because of what the data was showing in terms of people accessing care late, meaning going into the ER for services that they could have received outside of the ER. And if they had received it earlier, it might have prevented further progression of their issues.
And Meredith, like what kind of services is Kathy talking about?
Residents had been accessing the EDs for issues like diabetes and hypertension, things that we know that had more preventive type services been accessible, or so maybe it wasn't necessarily, though, an issue of the service being available to the resident. It may be that the resident chose not to seek those services early on, in which case education might be a helpful approach. But understanding that for those chronic disease type of issues, that there may be an opportunity for us to work to improve access and help folks know that care is available and the benefits of seeking care early to prevent some of that disease, which would in turn down the road impact some of those numbers of ED visits that we were seeing for preventable disease.
Obesity is also on the list.
It is.
How much more obese are we than the general run of Illinois County?
Well, McLean County adults do have a higher rate of obesity than either Illinois or the U.S. adults. In McLean County, our rate is 32%, and for Illinois, it's 29%, and U.S., 29%.
And what should we be doing about that?
Well, I think that's what we need to determine as part of the next step of this work, which is the implementation planning. There have been a number of ongoing efforts around wellness and obesity in our community, and so when we kick off the implementation planning, which will help us identify how we address these top three issues that came from the assessment, we will be looking at what are folks already doing in the community to address these issues and how can we support those initiatives or what can we do to complement those with new initiatives.
How long will that process take?
We don't know for sure right now. We will be kicking that off early this fall, and probably
by early 2017, we will have a plan in place.
So our intention is to do that over the course of 3 to 4 months. Yeah.
Instead of next steps, let's talk about the behavioral health piece of this. One of the first stops for many people who are encountering behavioral health challenges is the emergency room or alternatively the county jail.
We met with stakeholders back in April to establish some high-level goals for each of the three health problems. So we invited a lot of people to the table who are service providers and who had been working on each of those three issues to talk about what in the end do we want to achieve. And in general, they were all looking at kind of a prevention message. And we established two behavioral health overall goals so that by 2020, we wanted to increase coping skills so that we could reduce deaths due to suicide and reduce emergency room visits due to self-inflicted injury or alcohol abuse. And we also wanted to reduce stigma. So when we get these same stakeholders and others together in the fall to look at intervention strategies, we're hoping that culling all the information from these stakeholders, we will come up with some interventions that focus on prevention and that fit into other plans that are already in place or supplement other plans that are in place.
Meredith, your thoughts?
We have a lot of data as a result of this assessment process. We know the what now. I think that will help us give some more context to understand the why by bringing those stakeholders, those who have more expertise around those specific issues and can help us identify those evidence-based practices that will really help us.
How does this planning effort fit with the prior efforts of the McLean County Board and its Behavioral Health Task Force that has resulted in a community consensus that they're going to plunk a bunch of sales tax money into behavioral health in the community? Certainly a lot of data already has to be there and a lot of best practices already have to have been identified.
I think the take-home message is that those same stakeholders were at the meeting in April, and our intention and hope is that anything that comes out of the fall meetings for intervention identification and an objective setting will actually either supplement or support what already is in place or planned to be in place.
And we certainly don't want to duplicate efforts or create initiatives that work against all of that work. And so we want to continue to work with the county board and all of those who are involved in that work so that it's very tightly integrated and not duplicative.
I think I'd like to share that for the community as a whole, that the four entities working together, United Way, OSF, St. Joseph, and Advocate Broman, and McLean County Health Department, and the stakeholders, that this really benefits the community in terms of a resource. In the past, we would all have separate documents, and they would go to our websites, and they would pull from one document. They have to go to another website, get another document that's written differently, that's formatted differently. And even though we would share some of the data between our groups, it was a lot of effort. And now with this joint report, it is exactly the same report on each of our websites. And in addition, the hospitals are required to have a comment or a feedback type form. And so that is also on each of our four websites. They can access the document. It's exactly the same, and they can access a comment or feedback form that we will all see.
Yeah. Meredith, if this comes to the fruition of some of the hopes that that are held out for it, you're going to have fewer ER visits, you're going to have better morbidity and mortality stats. How much is that going to bend your cost curve?
Certainly it could on the hospital side. However, as healthcare systems evolve into focusing more on preventive care, which includes outpatient care, so care that is not necessarily in the hospital, it could be a shift. I don't know to the extent that it would decrease costs, especially right away.
One of the outcomes is the creation of a community health council. How does that look, and how does that interface with a behavioral health coordinating council and other entities like that, the family violence coordinating council, the other kinds of oversight bodies that bring stakeholders together to talk to each other?
We have a lot of those in McLean County. We're very fortunate, actually, that we have people who want to be involved and who care about the issues in our community. And we have, with our newly formed Community Health Council, McLean County Community Health Council, comprised of 33 individuals from 13 different organizations, and it represents faith-based groups and private organizations, social service groups, healthcare agency, even planning offices. And so what we hope to see is that these are all people who have investments in prevention and in health, and that they want to bring this back to their own agencies and to their own constituents and build support and perhaps be seeking grants that they can use, and they can use the data that we found to build their grants and support their efforts for funding. So we hope that there is a ripple effect, and as there are many other groups out there working in various niches of health, that these are seen as subject matter experts, and you can use each other's areas of expertise to build support for any project that your agency is moving along.
Kathy Coverston-Anderson is with the McLean County Health Department. Meredith Nelson ably represents OSF Healthcare. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.